United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Well, we welcome you back to Cabot. Pleased to have you with us. Hopefully you are safe wherever you're watching all throughout the state. Horrible weather going on. Seems like through all four corners of the state and here in central Arkansas, so we hope you're safe where you're watching or listening. Court with the basketball, driving. Tough shot. It's an air ball, and it's going to go out of bounds. It's going to stay, or no, it's going to go to Mountain Home. It's Treadway pleading for a tip, and the officials are going to get together. Officials got together, and they give the ball to Pulaski Academy. I think that might have been the right call. The ball did change direction in the air. Swung to the corner. Jumper on the way. Long rebound went right to the hands of Pulaski Academy, but they couldn't get anything out of it, and Mountain Home comes up with it. That was Lindsey Johnston that got the offensive rebound. Mullen pushing ahead, kicks it out. Jackson on the right wing, shot fake, back to Husky, top of the key. She's going to run the offense. Husky, screen from Wilbur. Skip to Mullen, now to Rucker. Rucker's going to drive, kick out to Wilbur. To the corner, Mullen. Mullen driving, bounce pass into Wilbur. Wilbur lost the handle on the right block. There's loose bodies everywhere, and there's a tie-up. It's going to stay with Mountain Home. So Mountain Home will throw in underneath their own basket. Mullen will be the trigger girl. Inbound to Wilbur, over the top. Wilbur lost the handle, turned over by PA. Turned over by Mountain Home, a whistle, and a double dribble's called. And it's going to go back to Mountain Home. So Mountain Home with the basketball. Mullen facing against this three-quarter court pressure. Mullen along the sideline, splits the double team, kicks it back out, lost the handle. Turned over. Pulaski County with a two-on-one. Smith driving off the window, won't go. Picked up by Husky. Now Husky pushing ahead. Husky driving, tried to kick it back out to find Jackson, but it got tipped out of bounds. But it'll stay with Mountain Home. 6:46 left in this first half of action. Lady Bombers lead 13-10. Mullen with it to Rucker in the corner on the near side. Back to Mullen. Mullen on the volleyball stripe on the left side. Mullen to Jackson, top of the key, working to her right. Bounce pass to Husky, mid-post, lost it, turned it over. Loose ball, battle for it. Wilbur's there, and a whistle and a foul is called, and it's going to go on Emma Wilbur. The first foul for Emma Wilbur, third team foul. Third team foul. And Pulaski Academy with the basketball once again. Swung to the corner to Hernandez. Back up top, swung to the opposite side to Smith. Smith pulls it back out. A lot of contact, whistle, and they're going to get Amelia Rucker. Put two hands on her. Be her first foul, team's fourth. Hernandez will throw in to Gadberry. Or excuse me, this is Smith. McDaniel with it. Got tipped out of her hands. Wilbur tipped it out, but it's corralled by PA. Ball almost stolen again. Driving to the corner. And it's going to go out of bounds. Mountain Home gets the ball back. So Annie Norcross will step in for Mountain Home. Gadberry and Court return to the ball game. 5:48 left in this first half. Lady Bombers up 13-10, trying to go 1-1 so far here in the Cabot Christmas Classic. They'll have another game tomorrow, seemingly right around the corner, as they'll take on Nettleton at 1. Only game of the day, Bomber boys will not play. They're finished for the Classic. Only had two games in it. Husky now between the circles, dribbling with her right hand. Back to the left side on the left wing. Try to get it to Jackson now between the circles. Dribbles back to her right to Mullen on the right wing. Has Norcross on the post up. Norcross going to work. A whistle and an offensive foul is called. Looked like Norcross dipped her shoulder into her. And that's going to be a turnover and a foul on Annie Norcross. So Mountain Home with the basketball. Pulaski Academy with the basketball. Smith up top court to Hernandez. Hernandez on the left wing, guarded by Jackson. Back to Blakely James. Blakely James swings it to Hernandez. Gadberry driving along the baseline, goes to the spin move, picks up her dribble, got tipped in the air. Hook shot by Smith won't go, and it got tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Amelia Rucker, so it's going to stay with Pulaski Academy. Gadberry will throw in. Gadberry looking, got it in, turned over. Cameron Mullen with the basketball, pushing across the timeline. Thought about a jumper, now she's going to bring it back down. Skips it to Jackson. Jackson, one extra pass. Rucker, corner three. Put it into the book. And it's a six-point lead for Mountain Home. Amelia Rucker, two threes on the ball game. She's got eight. Gadberry swings it back up top. Now to Court. Court going to drive with the right hand toward the baseline. Whistle, count it, and one. Jaden Court gets the bucket and the harm. It's going to go on Kate Jackson, be her third foul. So she'll have to sit, presumably, for the rest of the half. The basket was good, as Lauren Waymeyer will get Kate Jackson out. She's got three fouls. Jaden Court has got 4 points tonight. Make it five. She completes the three-point play. And now it's a one-possession game. Husky throw in to Rucker. Husky met by a double team. Mullen across the down the sideline, lost the handle. Husky will pick it up. A whistle and a foul is called. They're going to give it to Gadberry. She reached at about the volleyball stripe on the other side of half court. Be her first foul. Estella Gadberry. Lady Bombers should be in the bonus. They are. They're going to send Parker Husky to the free throw line. And we have a whistle. The officials are checking the book. They're only at 16 fouls. That's what I had in my book over here. What do I know? I'm just the radio guy. So that's 16 fouls, but the Lady Bombers will be in the bonus the rest of the half. Just 13 seconds away from being halfway through this second quarter of action. Mullen now. Mullen met by a double team across the timeline ahead to Waymeyer. Turned it over right to Court. Tried to get it to Husky. Smith picks it up. Driving ahead is Gadberry. Lost it. Picked up by Mountain Home. Cameron Mullen pushing ahead of traffic. Pulls it back out. Now she'll reset. Almost was hit with a double team, but they got out of the double team. Mullen, couple crossover dribbles to the corner. Husky tried to get it there, but it got tipped out of bounds. Mountain Home will keep possession along the sideline. Rucker driving. Driving inside, kicks it out. Husky, three-pointer on the way. Got it! Parker Husky, first points of the night, and it's 19-13. Mountain Home in front. Pulaski Academy on the other end. Gadberry between the circles. Ball is centered right at the edge of the Panther logo. Down along the baseline. Layup is missed. Rebounded Rucker. Rucker lost the handle, but she'll send it to Husky. Coach Treadway wanting to travel. Husky pushing ahead, pulls up, elbow jumper off the left side of the iron, rebounded to P.A. Hernandez driving, a whistle, and we'll have to see. Looked like she might have pushed off a little bit, but Rucker did reach. They're going to get Amelia Rucker here. That'll be Rucker's second foul. Team seventh, so both teams now in the penalty. Emma Wilbur will step in. One-on-one opportunity for Hernandez. Or excuse me, this is Johnston. Megan Johnston. Or no, it's Hernandez, yeah. Number 30, off shot is missed. Rebounded to Waymar. Tip right back to Pulaski Academy, and it's another foul. It's going to go on Parker Husky. Waymar had the rebound but just lost the handle. And it got tipped out of her hands. So another opportunity for Pulaski Academy. Front end of the 1-1 is missed. This one is rebounded by Mullen. Mullen with the basketball, 19-13. Splits the double team, lost it. Picked up by P.A. Hernandez now. Swung to the corner. Three-pointer on the way, rattled around, tip back, Mullen comes up with it. Husky now, 2:25 left in this first half. Husky met by a double team, a lot of contact, now to Mullen. Skipped ahead across the timeline to Wilbur, to Waymire now on the right wing. As Cameron Mullen's defender kicked her shoe to the other side of half court, so she's guarding her with only one shoe. Rucker now. Rucker met by a double team. Back to Husky. They're going to try to isolate Mullen because her defender's only got one shoe. Hernandez lost her shoe, and she just kicked to the other side of half court where Coach Del Leonard retrieved it. So she's going to drive, attacks the side without the shoe, gets it to Wilbur off the window. Good! And we'll have a whistle and officials timeout as Coach Del Leonard throws the shoe back at the official. And now they're going to give her a second to put her shoe on. It's very, very comical. She was guarding Mullen, but her shoe was half off, so she was just like, forget this. Just kicked her shoe off to the backcourt. Went all the, she kicked it from the three-point line all the way to the opposite free throw line where Coach Leonard retrieved it. But Pulaski Academy with the basketball. Emma Wilbur with her first points of the night. 21-13, Lady Bombers in control. Here is Hernandez for three. Good. Taylor Hernandez with 8 points so far. And now it's a five-point game. Lady Bombers with the ball. Minute 18 left in this first half of play. Husky. Screen from Waymire. They're kind of showing a double team. They're either going to double team or switch, and they switch it. Husky around the screen. Ball, shot is missed. Rebounded by Jaden Court. Court now swung to the corner. Three on the way is missed. Good box out by Wilbur, but it was picked up by P.A. Long run for the rebound, and it's tipped out of bounds, and it will stay with Pulaski Academy. They'll throw in front of the Mountain Home bench. So Annie Norcross returns to the ball game. They throw in, now to the corner. Gadberry driving. Out to the corner, three-pointer is good. Now they're going to call it a deep two. Bucket was good by Lindsey Johnston. Her first points, that was only a two-pointer. So the lead is down to three. Lady Bombers will hold for the final shot. Back to Mullen. Mullen between the circles to the corner, excuse me, the right wing, Husky. Down to 15 on the clock. Husky trying to isolate her, a lot of contact. 10 seconds remaining in the first half. Mullen between the circles. Down to 5 seconds. Now she's going to go. Couple hesitation dribbles. Driving with the right hand. Lost the handle. And it's picked up by PA. They won't get a shot off. So we'll head to halftime. Lady Bombers will head to the break with a 21-18 lead. We're going to be joined by junior high head coach Lindsay Leonard here after the break. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you building a new house? Not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of